Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in, everyone, to Media Day at the 2024 ITA Division I Men's Team Indoor Championships. Joining us now is not just the head coach of one of the programs participating this weekend. No, he is our host for the weekend, as joining us now, Columbia Men's Tennis Head Coach Howard Endelman. Coach, first of all, thank you for having all of us here this weekend. Before we talk about your team specifically, let's talk 30,000-foot view. What does it mean to this school, this program, to be able to host an event of this caliber?
Thanks, Alex, and great to see you again.
Always a pleasure.
It's a real honor to be able to host an event like this, the premier team event, right, from the ITA on the ITA calendar, to be here in New York City at the Milstein Family Tennis Center. It's just... It's a great honor, and this has been a real work in progress, and we were so privileged when the ITA decided to allow us to host, and we're glad that we're glad to be here. We're glad to be have earned our way into the event, and excited about the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun, and you know, you mentioned it, this Milstein Tennis Center, a process in the making.
Yep.
And for those that don't know, 6 indoor courts, I have tweeted this out already. It still smells new in here, which is maybe my favorite part, is you can just tell we are a part of something special. But 6 indoor, 6 outdoor on the roof as well. That is the coolest thing we have facility-wise in tennis, period. I'm going to speak for all the facilities. Talk me through some of the inspiration. Talk me through, you mentioned the Milstein family, their contribution in helping to make this possible.
Well, thank you, Alex. Well, Philip and Cheryl Milstein are Columbia and Barnard grads, and Philip was on the team in the early 70s, and since I started as a first year at Columbia in 83, he's always been a mentor and friend, and someone who's always supported us in every way. And they're just incredible people. They care about our guys as people more than tennis players, or just as much as tennis players. And this is just something that we've talked about. When I came on my recruiting trip, I think I told you this earlier, Alex, when I came on my recruiting trip in 1983, we were talking about a new facility.
Yeah.
And here we are 40 years later, and we got it. And it's amazing. And then the roof, you know, it's New York City, so there's you've got to be really smart and efficient with the land. And then our athletic director, Peter Pilling, who's been terrific supporter in the entire process, he said, you know, why don't we think about, you know, stacking it on top, and then because we have 40, you know, the roof of the indoor facility is 40 feet, and then we put it up on top here in the beautiful northernmost tip of Manhattan on the water. So it's really special.
No, it is so beautiful. I don't like that it was 40 years ago you were on your recruiting trip. That makes us all feel old. I don't like
you
that
guys
1983
are good.
Is 40 years ago. That just doesn't feel right from a timeline perspective. And so we'll have to work on getting that straight moving forward. But, you know, again, to open up a facility with the team that you have, I'm curious because there's obviously a long history, and I've gotten to know your brother better, who has helped share some of the history of Columbia men's tennis as I prepared for this event. But you've had a lot of good teams. You've been either head coach, assistant for. I feel like in any other season, the group you have would be an unequivocal top five team, an unequivocal inner circle team. Now, obviously, depth in college tennis this year, nothing is unequivocal. But I'm curious. You've played Wakes, you've played the Tennessees, the UNCs of the world, and your team is having some serious success. How have you thought, or what have you thought about this group so far here in 2024?
Yeah, it's a great point. Well, as you know, we played Tennessee here last 1 week ago, Friday night. We had an incredible crowd after work here in Manhattan, and I guess our guys played really well, competed hard, and I guess they're a top five team, right? So we've been, we feel good. We have a good mix of kind of older guys. You were talking to several of them, and then some young players like Michael is obviously. Mm-hmm. Michael Zhang has obviously been terrific, All-American as a first year. Nicholas Kotzin has improved tremendously. Those guys are sophomores. So we feel like we have a nice mix of guys, a good group of guys who are just focusing on improvement and development every day. And, you know, let's just give everything we can. We'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. In that spirit of development, for those that are less familiar, they may not remember 2020, obviously everyone's season wiped out by COVID, but 2021, Ivy League athletes lost their athletic seasons as well. And I'm
curious.
Yeah, so 2 full years of no tennis. We've talked in the past about how that impacted your team. Do you feel like you guys have caught up, just to put it bluntly?
Well, it's funny you say that, because what was that, 21 that we spoke in Kalamazoo, right?
Something like that.
It was 21. And when we started again in September, after 2 years off, we only had 2 players left. Everybody was gone because the Ivy League rules, all our guys just graduated. And then we had 8 new players. We had 8 new players that September and no facility because they were building this. So we're just bouncing around everywhere. And, you know, just trying to keep it together. And then our guys have grown. The seniors now are, that's the year where their senior year of high school stopped in March. And then their entire first year at Columbia was all virtual. So these guys weren't on campus at all. So then they got here, and then there's no facility. Because the old facility was demolished a couple months after COVID started. So it's definitely been a transition to get it going, and our guys, to their credit, you know, we've been bouncing around a lot, but now we're here and we're really glad to be here.
It's an amazing story to tell, and with my last 2 questions I want to ask, you know, again, it's still early in the season, it's February, you feel like no one at this point knows exactly what their team is, but I want to ask just bluntly, how good is this team in your mind? You've been around a lot of good groups. Does this group have top 8 in it? Like pushing, again, top 16 seed is one thing. First 3 rounds at the Milstein Tennis Center, that's pretty appealing as you open up a new facility. Does this team have that in it?
Yeah, I know you mentioned it. You know, you mentioned it on your podcast earlier in the year. And we were able to host the regionals the 2 years prior to COVID. 18 and 19, and those were really good teams. We hosted at the U.S. Open because we didn't have any outdoor courts. And then COVID cut it all short in March of 2020. And, you know, let's see. There's a lot of people. We did a walkthrough with the officials, and they're saying, you know, maybe we'll be back here again. And let's see where it goes. You know, it's like we don't really want to limit anything or make any predictions. I just feel like let's see what can happen. You know, we feel pretty good of how our guys are getting better, about how they're getting better. And there's a few things to kind of work through to continue to improve. But, you know, let's just see. Like you said, I mean, look, we played North Carolina here at the end of January. We had a great match there. We had a great match with Wake down in Winston. They were absolutely terrific. NC State in Raleigh, we were down 3-0. We ended up getting through that 4-3. Hashimoto 6-4 in the third, and then we played Tennessee here. So we feel like we're kind of, what would be to say, we're like in the pond. We're swimming in that.
Sure.
We're swimming in that pond now, and but you know. Everybody is really good, and everybody is close, and we're just going to do everything we can to be as prepared as possible for every match.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear that. My last question then for you is, of course, Harvard, 6:30 p.m. Friday night. We're all excited for it, but beyond that, looking at this weekend, what in your mind would constitute a victory for the Columbia Lions?
Oh, that's a good look. That was a funny. We saw the draw, and and I think there's quite a few matchups intra conference.
Duke, UVA, right. And a couple others also.
Yeah, and I know there were a few last year and the year before. But look, every team is really good. Mm-hmm. Every team here got through kickoff, deserves to be here. Mm-hmm. Like that, and there's a lot of really good teams that aren't here. So for us, we're just gonna go out there and compete as well as we can, and we'll see how it shakes out at the end.
Yeah. Well, that's half the fun, is getting to watch it all shake out. Sincerely, Coach, appreciate you having us all here to enjoy this weekend in New York, and wishing the Lions tons of success this weekend. So good
luck to you. Thanks, Alex. Yeah.